Hi, this is Michael Seeley, and this is the Sports Psychology Podcast. I'm going to be talking about imposter syndrome today, a common affliction among athletes. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the definition of imposter syndrome, why it happens, the mechanisms behind it, why it's not your fault, and offer you some solutions to it. So imposter syndrome is a belief, essentially a belief that you're not quite good enough or that you don't belong at your current level in your sport. It can apply, of course, outside of sports into all kinds of things where you up level and you don't quite feel like you fit in. And essentially what it is your beliefs have not yet adjusted to your actual abilities. That's essentially what it is. So it's a problem with belief, but imposter syndrome at its core, if we drill down deeper and demystify this, it's an ego problem. So let me explain. Now, this might sound counterintuitive because typically when we think about ego or an athlete who has a big ego, it's a bragging ego, someone who sort of exaggerates their results, who is really difficult to be around, who's super annoying, creating this kind of bubble of ego around them. Now, there's also something called the victim ego, which is what's really behind imposter syndrome. So the ego can be inflated, braggadocious, or it can also be something where you put yourself down or try to appear smaller than you actually are. And the reason for this is the ego is a protective mechanism, so that if you inflate or deflate and retreat, both are forms of self-protection. So that if you're an athlete, if you find yourself in this imposter syndrome, understand that it's just simply your ego trying to protect you. Now, rationally, it doesn't make any sense, right? Because if you're leveling up and there's a big opportunity for you, of course, that's to your advantage. You want to take it. But that's not the way the ego works. The ego is there to protect you. It's not to help you thrive, it's to help you survive and basically get through to the end of the day unscathed. So the ego on a primal subconscious level can act as a protective mechanism, keeping you from progressing and tricking you into this imposter syndrome with these sort of false beliefs. And again, it doesn't make sense because you're leveling up, right? But what the ego reads this as is an attack or on itself or basically a threat, because if you're, you know, kind of comfortable where you are and, you know, you're doing pretty well at your current level in your sport and you're not really under a lot of pressure, that at the end of the day, you're feeling pretty comfortable. And the ego goes, hey, that's a win, right? No discomfort, no challenges, no threats, right? So what you need to do is understand what the ego's job is to basically to protect you at a primal level. You can subvert that and you go, hey, thanks, ego. I get it. That's cool. You're kind of overprotecting me. And so I got your advice, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. And I'm going to jump to the major leagues. I'm going to go ahead anyway and up level in my sport. I'm going to go ahead anyway and enter that big race where I'm really intimidated. I'm just going to do it anyway. So remember, you're the master, your ego is your servant and your advisor, if that makes sense, okay? So if that helps to really sort of demystify what imposter syndrome is, it's not your fault, you don't have a problem with your confidence or anything like that, it's just your ego, right? So if this makes sense to you, great, I hope it does. So let's talk about solutions now. What are some ways you can solve imposter syndrome? Now, simply awareness. If you just have awareness, sometimes that's enough to quote unquote cure you of this imposter syndrome. Sometimes awareness is not enough. You need a couple other strategies, and here's a couple more. I suggest sometimes with the athletes that I coach that they write a mission statement, that they start to frame their sport as an endeavor that has a higher purpose beyond themselves. So often athletes I work with will come up with a mission statement where they say something like, I play baseball because it's the most beautiful sport in the world, and I want to inspire people by getting a home run and make people's day. Something as simple as that, where you're getting beyond yourself. It could be something where, well, my favorite sport is bicycle racing. So a mission statement for me might be something like, I endeavor to shine as an example of positivity, fair play, and competitiveness so that I can up-level others. A rising tide lifts all boats. Something like that. Could be something that I read day after day after day, maybe even frame this on my wall, and it reminds me not to fall into the ego traps of poor me or how great I am, these kinds of ego traps, and I could go, yes, mission accomplished, I served my purpose today in my sport. So that's another way to get out of the imposter syndrome trap. Another way is what I call humanizing your competition. Now, I don't know if it was like the first time you ever played with someone in whatever sports that you play, played like with someone who is your idol or hero, or you read about them in a magazine or something like that, and you're really intimidated and they seem like a god or they don't even seem human. A really good way to get around imposter syndrome is to humanize those people. Know that if you spent a week in their shoes, they would have insecurities, they would argue with their spouse or significant other, they have problems, they have bills to pay, the whole deal, right? And I want to tell you a quick story of when, for me, at a very young age, I sort of humanized one of my idols and was able to perform almost as well as him because of this. This goes way back to when I was bike racing as a junior many years ago. I started racing bikes at age 12, so it's kind of like in my blood, kind of second nature. But at the time, I was 15 years old, and I had just up-leveled from what they call the intermediate category to juniors, and juniors was 15 to 17. So if you came in as a small 15-year-old, which I was, you were kind of at a disadvantage against the older riders. And I was intimidated, and it's like I felt this imposter syndrome. I didn't quite belong there yet. And, you know, racers would kind of yell at me if I was in a breakaway, try to intimidate me, and I would kind of back down. And I remember I had this great opportunity. There was a bike race in Wisconsin at the time, right before a race called Super Week, which now is called Tour of America's Dairyland. It was in like June or July in Wisconsin, way back in the 80s. And there was a big junior bike race. I think it was called the Pepsi Lowenbrau Grand Prix of Cycling. And there was juniors, like the best around the country showed up. And I was certainly intimidated. And there was this guy named Gordy Holterman, which was, he was one of the best racers in the country at the time. And by the way, he won every single day. 7 out of 7 races he won. He was that good. And I didn't know him at all, but I had the good fortune of staying at a home of a host rider who was friends with Gordy. And his name was Tom Free. So Tom, if you're listening, you know the story. I've told you this. You helped me so much to up level at this time. It was me and Tom and Gordy were hanging out. And I realized that this guy, Gordy, who won 7 out of 7 races, was just a dude, like just a cool, nice guy. And I got to know him. And so by the end of the series, he would break away. He would do his usual thing. And I attacked and I followed him. And it was something that I wasn't, quote unquote, supposed to do, right? Because, you know, I wasn't that good yet, but apparently I was. So I changed my belief and I was able to get my best result of that year, which was 5th place. I didn't win, but I was audacious in this race. I up-leveled. I said, hey, this guy Gordy, he's a human, he's a dude. If he attacks, like, I can attack. I'm just like him. And that really helped me a lot. So that's my little story there on humanizing the competition. Another solution here for imposter syndrome is very simple. Just keep showing up. Even if you don't believe you belong there, just ignore that. Even if you think that you're not good enough, ignore that. Keep showing up. And what happens is your brain's going to get bored of this imposter syndrome and your ego is going to get bored of it because you keep showing up anyway. And eventually the imposter syndrome will fade. So keep showing up. Whatever sport you play, whatever you do, if you love your sport and you want to up level, keep showing up, and eventually your old beliefs will recalibrate to your actual current talent and ability. It will happen, so keep showing up. Okay, that's it for today, about imposter syndrome. Again, it is a self-protective mechanism of the ego. There's nothing wrong with you. Just understand how it works. The solutions to getting out of imposter syndrome, again, are just awareness of this mechanism, having a higher purpose for your sport, like maybe a mission statement, can also bring you out of the ego and help you focus on your higher purpose. Humanizing your competition also helps, and keep showing up. Thanks for listening today. If you're interested in doing any coaching with me, you can go to my website, michaelseely.com. My last name is spelled C-E-E-L-Y, and I can help you level up. I got a lot more strategies for you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. It comes out. I try to make one every Monday, and tune in again for more strategies of the mental game of sports.